In tonight's other news, the White House is doubling down on its support of Israel in its fight against Hamas. Marco Rubio visited Jerusalem today, his first trip to Israel as Secretary of State. While there, Rubio blamed Iran for instability in the region and reaffirmed President Trump's plan to take over Gaza, calling it a bold vision for the future. For his part, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he and President Trump have major plans for Hamas if the group doesn't release the remaining 73 hostages.
We have a common strategy, and we can't always share the details of this strategy with the public, including when the gates of hell will be opened, as they surely will if all our hostages are not released.
As time ticks down on the first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, Netanyahu said he plans to meet with his security cabinet Monday to discuss next steps for phase two of a deal. Heavy rain, flooding, and mudslides have inundated states in the southeast this weekend. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear confirmed at least 8 people have died due to flooding and dangerous driving conditions. Beshear said he expects that number to rise. In West Virginia, 10 counties are under a state of emergency. And in rural Virginia, mudslides have forced road closures. As that system moves out, most of the lower 48 will soon feel the 10th polar vortex of this winter season. The National Weather Service forecasts the frigid blast of Arctic air will move south this week, plunging temperatures. Most of the country will get to below freezing, but states like Montana and the Dakotas will plummet to temperatures of minus 30 degrees. After attending last week's Super Bowl, President Trump showed up at another popular sporting event, this time the Daytona 500. Mr. Trump traveled from Palm Beach to Daytona, where he received an enthusiastic welcome from the crowd. The presidential limousine then took a loop around the famous speedway, followed by Secret Service, pace cars, and the racers themselves. This is Mr. Trump's second time attending the Daytona 500 as president. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, as the deadline looms, the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanon remains uncertain. And the lucrative world of online romance scams, who's behind them and who's most at risk?
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.